Welcome to Learn About Law. My name is Kevin O'Flaherty from O'Flaherty Law. I hope you find this video and podcast helpful. If you need some help, please feel free to give us a call at 414-253-2080. That's 414-253-2080.
Hi everyone, this is Matt with Learn About Law. And today I'm going to walk you through the step-by-step process of getting a divorce in Wisconsin. Understanding the legal procedures of divorce can alleviate some of the emotional distress you may experience during this difficult time. Let's delve into the essential aspects of Wisconsin divorce laws, including the grounds for divorce, types of divorce, child custody, child support, and property division. In Wisconsin, the law maintains a no-fault divorce policy, which means you don't need to prove any wrongdoings by your spouse to initiate the process. Residency is a key requirement, and either you or your spouse must have lived in Wisconsin for at least 6 months before filing. The divorce process can take two forms, contested and uncontested. A contested divorce arises when there's a disagreement on any sort of issue like child custody or property division. On the other hand, an uncontested divorce is possible when both parties agree on all of the conditions. To start the process, you need to prepare and file the necessary divorce forms. After filing, you have to serve the divorce papers to your spouse. The next step is to disclose all financial assets, liabilities, and income sources. It's crucial to be transparent, as failure to do so could lead to penalties or perjury. Child custody and support can be complex parts of the process. In Wisconsin, the court makes decisions based on the child's best interests. The two types of custody are joint legal custody and sole legal custody, with the former granting decision-making rights to both parents. Child support, on the other hand, depends on parents' incomes, number of children involved, and other factors like medical expenses. Spousal maintenance or alimony and property division are also key aspects to consider during a divorce. Alimony is financial support from one spouse to the other post-divorce, while property division involves equitable distribution of marital assets and debts. The final step involves a 120-day waiting period after filing the petition, followed by a final court hearing. The judge will review the divorce documentation and give the final verdict, including decisions on child custody, child support, alimony, and property division. It's vital to remember that the divorce process can be complex, and each case is unique. If you are going through a divorce, it's crucial to be informed and prepared, which will empower you to face each step of the process with confidence and work towards the best interests of you and your family. Thanks for watching. To learn more, check out the article linked below. Be sure to leave any questions you have in the comment section and subscribe for more legal news daily.
Hi again, this is Kevin O'Flaherty from O'Flaherty Law. I hope you enjoyed the video and podcast. If you did, I'd love it if you'd subscribe to our channel. If you need legal help in this or any other area of law, please don't hesitate to reach out to schedule a consultation. Book online or call us at 414-253-2080. That's 414-253-2080. We have many locations for your convenience, and we serve all of Wisconsin. Thanks again for watching.